Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC. This week's online video picks are up on our website. Each week we select five web videos and I anchor them in a picks video on our site. Our picks this week include historian Howard Zinn on why fighting in World War II turned him into a pacifist. See all five of our weekly video picks at WNYC.org/video. And two small earthquakes rattled northern New Jersey over the weekend. No damage or injuries were reported, we should say up front, but it definitely shook up some residents. If you felt the earthquake, call us, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. If you felt the earthquake in northern New Jersey, I think it was centered around Bernardsville, but if you felt it wherever you were, 212-433-9692. These two little quakes follow another one earlier this month. So with earthquakes on the brain after the devastating one in Haiti, we have invited One Young Kim, senior research scientist at the Lamont Daugherty Earth Observatory at Columbia University, to talk about our own area's fault lines and if we should fear some more seismic action in New Jersey or elsewhere in our region. One Young Kim, welcome to WNYC.
Yes, good morning.
And listeners, if you felt the earthquake over the weekend, 212-433-WNYC. And as far as earthquakes go, these are very mild, all just below a magnitude 3.0 on the Richter scale. As you'll recall, the one in Haiti was a 7.0 magnitude quake, which is exponentially more powerful because it's an exponential scale, right? A 7.0 is 10 times more powerful than a 6.0. Is that the way that works?
Yes.
So, so you get a sense of the huge difference between a 7 and a 3. But how uncommon is it for three earthquakes, even little ones, to hit this area in a one-month period?
You know, 1 month, I think usually we don't have that. But in a few months' time, we'll have about this size occurring in northern New Jersey. So, for example, about a year ago, exactly 1 year ago, just north of Bernardsville this time, it's called Morristown. Not only, it's about only 20 miles north. There was a magnitude 3.0 in February 4th, I think.
And this is along what's called the Ramapo fault line. Can you trace that for us?
Yes, that fault coming from the boundary between the highland, Georgia Highland, and Newark Basin. It's basically Mesozoic.
So anyone along that line, roughly, from the Jersey Highlands to the Newark Basin, could feel a quake along the Ramapo fault line?
Not exactly, because that fault is old. It's you know, Mesozoic, called about 200 million years old.
Mesozoic era, uh-huh.
Yeah. And so it's not active today, but still it's a weak zone of weakness. So from time to time, with a small earthquake, it occurs along the boundary, but not exactly on the fault, I think. Most of the time, it's slightly up the fault. But then there are so many faults running parallel and crisscrossing the Ramapo fault. So the Ramapo fault is a major boundary fault in the area, but there are so many small faults. So probably this one's associated with a small fault, not necessarily Ramapo fault itself.
Uh-huh. Sean in Bedminster felt it. Sean, you're on WNYC. Hi. Sean, you there? Oh, let me try this again. I'm sorry, Sean, I think we have you now. Hi there.
Brian, thanks for taking the call.
So what'd you feel? When?
My whole house shook for about 10 seconds. We live in the northern end of Bedminster, right adjacent to Peapack Gladstone. And I found on the internet the quake was at the epicenter was in Peapack Gladstone and registered 2.3 on the Richter scale. But it sounded like a meteor was hitting the roof just briefly, and then I looked around my house, couldn't find anything, so I figured it was an earthquake.
Did dishes fall off the shelves or anything like that?
No perceived damage.
That's a good thing. Was that the first time you ever felt one?
Yes, definitely in New Jersey.
And living in Bedminster for how long?
8 years.
8 years. All right. Sean, thanks a lot. Let's see. John in Basking Ridge, I think, felt some high Hi, John. You feel something?
Yes. Sunday morning early, I felt two sharp booms, reminiscent of a sonic boom from an airplane. This was at about 8:59, and it was like boom, boom, just about that quickly, and the dishes rattled and things shook, but nothing fell or broke.
Nothing fell or broke. John, thank you very much. And there were no reports of damage or injuries, though I'm not sure people would have called authorities to let them know that a dish broke. But Professor Won-Young Kim from Columbia University, is there potential in our area for a stronger, more damaging quake? Is there any reason to fear that?
We didn't experience in the last, 20, 30 years, but historically, there was a little bit larger one back in nearly 200 years ago, 1783. That's about magnitude 4.5 to 5, occurred on Highland.
In New Jersey?
Around the same area, yes, around Morris County. Yeah.
From our website, listener named Chris asks, could your guest please discuss the fault lines running right under Manhattan and the probability of activity along them? Are you familiar with fault lines under Manhattan?
You ask me?
Yes.
Yes. On Manhattan Island, we have one of the most prominent one is on something called 125th Street Fault. When you see that subways, I think it's 8 line, which coming out of the ground and going into the onto the Harlem.
Oh, it's the number one that comes above ground just for that one stop, 125th Street.
Yeah, that's where the fault line going from there to the north from the southeast side down to Roosevelt Island. That's the whole area, which is like a valley. That's the whole fault line. That's one of the major fault in that area. And then there's an old structure called Cameron's Line, which runs north-south along the around the East River.
And what are the potentials of those faults for what magnitude earthquakes?
Again, I think it's similar. These days, in the last 20 years, there was about magnitude 2.5, 2.6, up to about 3. But in about 120 years ago, 1884, we're about magnitude 5. It's a little bit further away at Far Rockaway, offshore. But still, there was many chimneys fall down at the time. So there was some damage. So it's not very common.
Emily in Briarcliff Manor. Emily, you're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Is there not a fault right under the nuclear power plant in Verplank, the Indian Point nuclear power plant? I live not far from there, like maybe 7 or 10 miles south.
Have you looked into that, Professor?
Yes. Actually, this Ramah fault is running until nuclear power plant in Indian Point.
That's a scary thought. Should we be scared by that thought?
As I said, this fault is old. It's not actively moving. And also, we don't have that much tectonic force to move that large fault.
I guess the power company would say they built it to withstand the size earthquake that could take place these days. You would have confidence in that?
I think so, yes.
Of course, one of my producers is from California and says that 3.0 is pretty small potatoes. You don't really have to do anything to protect yourself, and that it can actually be kind of fun to shake just that little bit. But because strong earthquakes are not common here, people don't necessarily know what to do if one hits. Do you want to give us the basics? Should you go stand in a doorway, get under a table? What, just in case?
Well, usually they are recommending that you go under the cover, some firm structure like the tables, and then if you're very close to a door, of course you can go out, but take the cover is probably what you need to do. And usually shaking this area would be within few seconds.
George and Randolph, you were home having coffee with your wife Sunday morning when this hit?
Yeah, that's correct, Brian. My wife and I were having coffee just before 9 a.m. and felt this vibration and noise, and it was prolonged. It probably lasted a good 10 to 12 seconds. So, you know, we knew right away it was something that wasn't usual.
Did you spill hot coffee on your lap?
We didn't. It wasn't that extreme. It was, you know, just a minor tremor. I mean, we really didn't notice any rattling of pictures or dishes or anything like that. It wasn't that strong. When we're a fair number of miles up in Randolph, northwest of where the epicenter was, so perhaps we were too far away, but certainly we're able to feel it.
Strong enough to stir the sugar and the cream into the drink?
Maybe.
And you didn't get up and go under a table, or get down and get under the kitchen table, or walk out into the yard to protect yourself in those 12 seconds?
We actually did look out in the yard. I wanted to see if there was any animal, you know, noticeable animal activity, but we have noticed something somewhat strange. I don't know if it's related at all. This is fairly early. We've been living here over 25 years for us to see raccoon or chipmunk activity, but in the last few days, we've got a few chipmunks out and a raccoon roaming around. So, again, I don't know if it's related at all, but perhaps.
George, thank you. And, Professor, we're just about out of time, but could a little quick like that shake some animals out of their usual places and have them roaming around?
I don't know whether that's possible with that small earthquake. There were some stories about very large ones, like magnitude 7s and higher.
Mm-hmm. But not a 3.0.
Yes.
Won Young Kim, senior research scientist at the Lamont Daugherty Earth Observatory at Columbia University, on a little shaking and rattling in northern New Jersey over the weekend. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
How did Jake